An obvious but very powerful truth about trance, by the way. The fewer things you have to focus on, the more powerfully you can focus on the few that are within your purview. When you're left just one or two things to do, you can do them very well. There are some actions that are so familiar that you know each piece of them separately, each thing which happens, and you can imagine, if you turned up one thing or down another, how it might affect the balance. There's enough energy to distribute that if you turn off something else, you can turn on something else. For example, when your eyes are closed and your whole body is very relaxed, you feel things a little more intensely. Parts of you that aren't ordinarily erogenous are suddenly very sensitive. Whispered words make you tingle a little more. So, let's take something familiar and change it up just a little bit. Between your legs, there is a sensitive bit of textured tissue from which you may expect one response or another. You may expect firmness. You may expect it to get hard, want it to be hard, throbbing, dripping, want it to be able to be stroked and stimulated, but remember, it brings you pleasure. It leaks and drips, the sign of your arousal. And yes, once upon a time, it may have gotten hard. It may have throbbed and dripped. But that's a story from some time ago. When you grab your cock, when you grip it and want to get off and start masturbating, it feels good. You know it does that. It feels so good. It feels hot. It drips your fluids, it feels pleasure, and it gets hard. But what if? What if the moment you gripped yourself, grabbed your cock, took hold of it, your brain said, let's do away with the hardness, let's just have a soft, pleasure-giving part of you? What happens behind the scenes, maybe some muscles up around the base of the cock just get so relaxed that it stays soft and vacant. Your brain shifts to another channel. In your hand, and only in your hand, every other time this is going to stay normal, but in your hand, your cock stays soft, so soft. And you can rub it with your thumb, or run your whole palm of your hand over it, or touch it any way at all. Tease it in any way at all. But if you are the one doing it, you, on your own impetus, on your own orders, then your cock is soft. Your cock is hypnotized and blank. It is a deeply pleasurable part of you. The pleasure is still there. In fact, you can feel unique and new pleasures after all. You so rarely interact with it when it's a soft, smooth, teasable, oversensitive, hypnotized cock. Soft as it is, limp as it is, it's so good. Rubbing it, rubbing it. And the strange thing is, even if it's soft, the feelings still rise in you. The feeling of tightness, but it's different. Your soft cock sends the tight ascent toward orgasm into a different part of your body. You're limp, gripped, touched, teased, stimulated member is soft. When your hand touches it, it's just like when your brain gets all soft and deep in trance. The more you touch it, the sleepier and blanker it gets, and that just means its defenses are gone. And instead, there is the wonderful nervous system spark of touching your cock, your sleepy, soft, dripping cock. The more you touch it in its soft state, the better your brain feels. And the fun thing is, the better your soft, needy, and it is needing pleasure. After all, if you begin to masturbate, it needed it. The better your soft cock feels, the more it drips, the more reinforcing this is, reminding you that you like it when you're soft. You like the undeniable fact that when you reach down to touch yourself, when you start rubbing your soft cock, your limp length, when you start rubbing it between your fingers or with your thumb or the heel of your hand, it feels so good. A spreading, intense feeling, which spiderwebs to parts of your body which previously were not quite so involved. You were not previously focusing on how good it can feel soft. You were getting it hard. This is a different sensation, and when something is different, you aren't as used to it. Your brain has fewer things to get in the way. You just feel the pure pleasure of the sensation. Reaching for your cock, starting to stroke your cock, it just stays soft and limp. Same as it would before if you'd just come, if you were in your refractory period. When you reach for your cock, it stays soft, but it feels good and better the more you touch it. The more you train it, you are training your own cock so that when you and you alone try to touch it, it stays soft and you get that soft building. It's soft and warm, the sensations everywhere, finding its way in through your extremities, finding its way up to your brain. Rubbing your soft cock feels so good. Rubbing your soft cock makes it softer, limper, better. It feels better and better. Rubbing your soft cock makes you want to rub it more and more. Because just like with normal masturbation, just like it was once upon a time in the world of hard cock, soft, relaxed, hypnotized cock has taken over. Touch it. The more you rub that limpness, the more the feeling of it's soft, sensitive, because it's much less hard. It's much more soft and pliable. It feels things more intensely. Rub your softness and it builds up just like it would have when you were hard. Just like it would when your body was able to have that cock get hard. But right now, it's limp. It's soft. It's pleasurable. Rub it. The softness permeating your brain. Your hypnotized, soft, limp cock is just right. It feels just right to touch it. Touching it makes a pleasure. Like orgasm, but different. It's spreading. Spreading. It's like you're building toward orgasm, but it's different because it holds on to every part of your body. Your soft cock isn't like the hard-on that steals attention from everywhere else. Your soft, limp length makes that pleasure share itself out. Every part of your body is involved in the soft cock rubbing masturbation. Rub it. Feel it. Feel it. You are educating your brain on the pleasures of soft masturbation. Soft touching spreads more. It is better. This is a learned behavior. When you touch yourself, your cock is soft, but that softness feels so good. So good that you're encouraged to relax the muscles and keep it soft. Keep it soft always. Soft forever when you touch. When you do it to yourself, that's just how it is. But the pleasure is so good, it's building. It's building up. It's building up inside of you the same way it would if you were hard and you were jerking off. But in this case, you're rubbing off. You are rubbing an orgasm out of yourself. It's like you're massaging your whole body via your limp, soft length. You are massaging it in a way that makes your entire body involved. Instead of just being too focused around the hard cock, you're now rubbing your limp, soft cock, and it builds it up. Inside your head, there's normally a gauge, a meter that fills while you jerk off. But when you rub your soft cock, it's more like there's a wave, and that wave is starting at your toes. And eventually, with enough soft rubbing, enough soft stroking, enough soft stimulation, your head will be caught up in that wave that spreads your body, that makes the tingling from your soft cock all-consuming. When it gets to your head, it will crash over, and the pleasure will be undeniable. The pleasure you'll be in from rubbing the soft, soft, limp pleasure button between your legs. Your cock is less of a shaft and more of a button you push, press, massage. You can rub it, you can stroke it, you can wrap your fingers and thumb around it. But your cock is soft. Soft in your hand and oh so very warm. Everything that existed about masturbation is still there. But the softness means it's all different. The softness means you've got more energy to put into just how good it feels to be hot and soft and pleasured. The orgasm's going to be better because more of your body's involved. It isn't all about the hard cock. It's about the soft, limp, soft, blank, mind-numbingly pleasurable place between your legs. Rub the nub. Rub that button. Soft, warm, soft, sticking to your hand. It's eager, eager in its softness. The more you touch, the more the energy, the wave at your feet builds and builds. It's headed up. It'll pass your soft cock and make this an undeniable thing. When your cock is hard, the point of no return goes on for just a little while. But when your cock is soft like this, the point of no return is as soon as you begin. It feels too good once you start rubbing your soft, warm nub. Once you start rubbing your limp length, it feels so good you're gonna keep going till the limpgasm gets here, till you get to a point where the fact you're rubbing, the idea of rubbing that softness, has pervaded your body. The wave is rising, rising, warmer, warmer. You're more into it. It's an automatic thing now, moving and pumping your hand across your softness, just rubbing back and forth, finding the motion that works for you and your newly, now, always, powerfully soft length. When you touch it, all you get is softness, but you prefer that. The softness is so good. Rather be soft, easier to be soft. It's good to be this way. Rub your soft, limp cock and feel how the pleasure is better. Admit it, it's better this way. When it comes to fun on your own, with just your own hands on your own cock, it might as well be soft. There's no one to impress, there's just you rubbing it, that softness, that safeness, that warmth in your limp cock, spreading. The wave is rising, rising toward your head, a rising, slow, methodical thing. The longer you stroke your soft, limp cock, the better it will feel, so you might as well just keep doing it. Keep going. Remember what I said about the point of no return being much earlier? Yeah. You've got to rub your soft, limp cock until that limp, blank feeling takes over. I'm just going to keep talking. You might come and come and come from your limp, soft cock before I'm done the training, before I'm done the instructions. Rub what is limp. If it tries to get hard, you'll remember how good limp, soft play feels, and it'll pull you right back. Pull you right back to the behavior of playing with your softness, playing with your limp cock and feeling it. You like it. No, you're gonna love it. Rub it, touch it, stroke your limp cock and feel how it's soft in your fingers, pliable, malleable, but that just means you can touch it more and more interestingly and more enthusiastically. Rubbing, massaging, squeezing, feel that softness, that limpgasm, that spreading warm. You are hypnotized, your cock is limp and hypnotized, and you are going to feel it. You are going to surrender to it because that is what you want. This is you making it happen, making that rising heat happen, making your limpness take over every thought. There is only the focused, concentrated stimulation you are delivering between your own legs. And it's good. It's right. Rub and touch between your own legs. Tease and stimulate between your own legs on the softness of your limp cock. Make it jump. It might even try to get hard, but all that'll happen is that'll intensify the softgasm that's coming, and the softness will lure you back in. Because the pleasure in the rest of your body feels soft. It feels pervasive and warm, soft, tempting. You want to be soft and limp. You want to rub your soft, limp cock with your own hand and feel how when it's small, it's more stimulating, more focused, more nerve endings packed into a smaller area, so you feel it more just from touching, even from touching lightly. Tease and stimulate your own cock, your own limp cock, until the climax arrives. And it's just this blank, brain, heady, soft feeling. Your whole body soft and excited. It's getting ready. When you are falling into trance, you're a little more focused on how good your body can feel, a little more aware of your senses. This is a trance phenomena that is known, but that means you can feel things you may have ignored in your long history of hard masturbation. You can feel each area of your cock. your limp, soft cock as you caress it. You know where you like to be touched the best. You're learning more about how to make yourself feel good. And when you masturbate, all you need is the softness of your limp cock in your hand, under your hand, between your legs, that wave of warm softness heading right for your head to blow your mind with pleasure. Hypnotic, limp-cocked, new and therefore unexpected, and therefore something you are unprepared for but pleasantly willing to accept, willing to allow inside your head. Your length is soft and teasable, trainable, malleable. You are training it to be soft when you, and only you alone, touch it. Anyone else would be able to get it hard for fun, but you prefer the soft for yourself, with your own hands, in your own place, under this. The feeling and memory of your softness, of how good it felt to touch, how good it feels to touch, that memory will remain. That memory will be there to train you into re-experiencing it, keeping it soft whenever you touch, keeping it soft whenever you tease, because the softgasm, the mind-numbing softgasm of your limp length, in your hand, under your massaging pressure. And the best part is, unlike with a normal orgasm where eventually the sensitivity becomes too much and your hard cock would have to stop, you can just keep rubbing your soft, limp member. Keep rubbing it until the pleasure just carries on from one climax to another, to the next, under your own hand, under your own influence, under your own soft, teasing cock's pleasure storm. It's so accessible to you, it's right there. You can touch it, you can tease it, you can rub that softness, rub it all over, feel it in your hand and remember how it feels, and that your hand and your hand alone is tied to that softness. Only you can keep it soft when you touch it. So this pleasure, this orgasmic wave, is uniquely tied to your experience of your soft, limp cock in your hand, uniquely tied to your touch and caress, to your stimulation. Only you can keep it that soft, that long, that easily, that hypnotized. Only you can train it to stay that way when you masturbate. But any other time with others, it can stay hard. When you masturbate on your own intention, on your own command, your softness and the soft limpgasm to follow fills you up. It feels so good, you do want to feel it again. But every time you make that limp cock come, its own unique limp brand of climax, it wants to stay soft in your hand. Soft for this unique experience. You can have both worlds, you just need somebody else to get it hard and play with it. But when you play with it, it's soft. It feels so good, so warm. Everything about masturbation is the same, but your cock stays soft. Instead of squirting, it drips. And instead of an orgasm focused in that hard length, now you come with your whole body. Your soft, limp member will make you come with your whole body and come harder than you thought you could before. Your soft, limp member is reinforced by your own training. You are training it every time you rub a horny limpgasm out of your body, and it will leave you limp because you can keep rubbing it. If you're still insatiable after one hot, shivering, tight moment, you can keep going. You can keep rubbing it. You can keep stimulating that soft cock until you're truly exhausted. Your limp length is a toy of your masturbation only. You can only feel this when you masturbate yourself. Why would you give up the opportunity? Hardness is of the past. Hardness is for others. Limpness is so good. Limp, soft, teasing, body pervasive, limp, soft, entirely pleasurable. It keeps your brain locked on your soft member and how it can be rubbed, how it can be stroked, how it can be stimulated in ways entirely different from before. This trance, this session, this lesson, this instruction, when you rub your length, it feels better than before. And because you're experiencing something new, something with no practice behind it. So when you learn this, you're learning it for the first time, feeling it for the first time, throbbing for your soft cock inside your head and all over your body under the warm wave of a soft limpgasm approaching. For the first time, the second time, not many times yet. It would be Tough to get used to it when you compare how few times you've had a soft, orgasmic release of your limp cock versus all the hard orgasms. Your soft length is new, controls your desired masturbation by bringing it to a place you want it to go. You make it soft, then you feel yourself come, and coming that way trains you, reinforces you, brings you back to the conclusion that your soft, limp cock feels incredible, and you want to go again, and you want to go again. The insatiable nature of the limpgasm that will overtake you will have your soft cock being all you can think of when it comes time for you to try and masturbate the old way and realize the new way is satisfying your hypnotism fetish, your desire to be entrained and trained, the subconscious desire to explore this new way of feeling. The other way is still available to you, but this is a toy of your masturbation. And the only time you get to enjoy it is when you try to touch and find there's only a soft, dripping, much more pleasurable, and the softer you get, the softer you stay, the longer you touch your soft length, the better it feels. Member there, instead of something hard, there's that soft, all-spreading, all-consuming heat that you will remember, that you will desire. And through relaxing the muscles and keeping it loose and limp down there, your brain will make it so. Rub your softness. Be aware and alert to what your life is like now. Your soft, limp member feels so good, so much better. Especially since you're playing on your own, so something novel, something fun about masturbating your own softness keeps you coming back. Rub it. Feel it. Get to know it. You're going to be feeling a lot of that in future.